Are you living in the overflow? Are you really living in the overflow? I'm living in the overflow. I'm overflowing right now. I know Jesse Wallace has been overflowing. I walked in the door, she started preaching to me. And she preached all the way down the hall with me. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It's good to be in the overflow. It's good to be full. It's good to be full. That's what happens. You got to be full of the word and then something good will come out. You have to stay full all the time. You want to stay full all the time. Full of the word, full of the spirit. And one of the easiest thing you can do is keep saying, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the overflow. Amen. Father, we thank you for this evening. We ask you to bless our time together and bless each group as they do what they're going to do tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. We'll see y'all youngsters later. They're not so young anymore. They came to us in carriers and strollers, and now they're graduating, and Lord have mercy. Praise God. Are we already out there? Okay. Hi. Praise the Lord. Well, it's good to be back in the house. I understand that Hector gave you guys a wonderful word. Heard it was so good. We had a really good time. We were in the new building that Casey and Parrish have moved into, and so it was a blessing. And there's just a lot of good people in their church, and they're really, really hungry. And so I got a report just a little bit later that the next day, actually, that there was a lady that I prayed for, and we were praying for certain things, and she was like, well, I think I'm okay. And I said, are you sure? Because I really feel like the Lord wants me to pray for you. And so I just prayed for her anyway, and she didn't even think about it. But that he texted me the next day, and she had gone to the doctor so that they could deal with cysts that she had. But when they checked her out, they were all gone. Amen. So thank you, Jesus, for your healing power. Yeah. So, and then there's a... Oh, I should have brought the pictures. Maybe I'll put them up on Sunday. But there's a little man that last time I was there was in a car wreck, and he couldn't walk anymore. And sweet little black couple, and they just loved me and Deb. And so we prayed for him. And when we got there, right after the service, you probably saw him. He came running up to me and gave me a big old kiss. God healed him last time we were there. And so we had a lot of good things, a lot of good words, just tremendous time. We had three meetings, and I did a meeting with their staff, and they're just beautiful people, and I just really love them. Let's look at Matthew 13:33, and I love you, and I'm glad to be here. And I'm glad for all of our groups doing what they're doing in the back, and we'll just have some fun in here. Praise the Lord. Listen, we're winning. This is a time to win. This is a time to accumulate. Yes. This is time to move forward. You're right now, you're kind of like a Joseph. Yes. Just get it. Amen. And don't just spend it. Get it. Amen. Get it and save for the future. You cold? John, can you raise our temperature a little bit? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Praise God. I have to tell you about a cool gift I got from Casey. I've been showing the girls. So I actually looked at this online, and I said, no, I'm not spending the money on it. And then lo and behold, it was sitting in my hotel room when I got there. And it is a hummingbird feeder with a camera on it. And so John hung it up for me and everything. And by the time he left that afternoon, here came a little busby. And he hit it 12 times today. And so I'm waiting for his family to get there. But it is so cool, y'all. It's so much fun. I just thank God. I told John, I said, me and Deb are just cheap dates. It's real easy to entertain us. We just want to look at birds. But, I mean, praise the Lord. That's what we do. Amen. One time, me and Deb and John and Rachel played the big year. And all year long, we bird watched. And we would tell each other, I got this. Remember, Rachel? I got this one, and we text each other. I saw this bird, and I saw a warbler, and I, you know, and so it was a lot of fun. So you might not be into that, but we had a lot of fun with it. Okay, Matthew 13:33, another parable spake he unto them. The kingdom of heaven is likened to leaven, which a woman took and hid it in three measures of meal till the whole was leavened. So it says here that what that means is the kingdom of heaven, or the kingdom of God, which is what? God's rule, God's reign, and God's realm. Okay? Amen. It's all of those things. Everything in the kingdom is done God's way. So Jesus, what did Jesus say? He said, pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. He wants he wants you to have heaven on earth. He doesn't want you to have a miserable life. He's not trying to teach you something with misery. So church, we have to learn to do it right. But it's not hard, because there's grace for everything that we make a choice to do. The thing with God is you just have to choose and then do it. He's a checker player. He'll put something out there, you choose to do it, and then what you choose to do will begin to reciprocate. It'll begin to flow to you, like tithing, like giving, like where you're supposed to live, like where you go to church, like what business you do. All those things will reciprocate when you've obeyed God and gone in to do His will. You get that stuff, but we really need to be talking about this, because we're in a place where we really need this. So kingdom is available on earth, and it can manifest in this natural world. And the kingdom makes your life more heavenly. It's just, you just have to recognize it. You have to recognize it. You know, maybe you do need to look at the birds and the trees a little bit and recognize all the beautiful things in life. Amen. So the kingdom, though, one thing we need to understand about the kingdom is that it's far superior to earth and to the kingdoms and the governments of earth, just far superior. And so what we saw here in the scripture, the property in leaven will change or assimilate to its own nature the meal or the dough which it's mixed in with. Anybody ever made bread? Or whatever you made, you used the yeast, and whatever you put it in, it changed everything to be like it. Well, the kingdom of God's like that. Whatever you can take a piece of the kingdom of God and put it in something in your life, and that thing will turn into the kingdom of God. Amen. It will. It will. Praise the Lord. God is so good. So Jesus is telling us how that kingdom works in this scripture. He's given a parable. He says it works like leaven. A small amount of something can change the whole loaf. It can change the whole thing. You just put some faith on something. Whew, I feel the presence of the Lord on that. You just put your faith on something. Just make a choice on something. You have to be brave sometimes. Sometimes you have to take risks. And you have to go, you know what? I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to operate in this. I'm going to flow in this. I'm going to do this. And so here's what happens. It'll come in you, and it'll change you. It'll change the picture in you, and then it'll change your image, and then it changes the image of the earthly to the heavenly. So it gets in you, it starts working in you, you start getting a different perspective, and then all of a sudden this out here begins to change according to your perspective. Just like when Jacob was looking at those animals, remember? He got a perspective with the ring strike stuff. We put up those poplar deals, and he kept looking at that and looking at that, and whatever you keep thinking about, that's what you're going to produce, because you're in the image of God. And so if you continue to look at the lack, if you continue to be mad, if you continue to be, just on the negative side of everything, you're going to continue to draw the negative. And so you have to draw the line, and you have to say, no, I'm choosing. Amen. I'm going to make a choice. God said choose life. And so we choose life, and we move into that, and you begin to see these things happen. You choose the kingdom. The leaven is small. It's really easy to get a hold of, but it becomes much bigger, and it changes the whole thing. And the properties of the leaven are what brought the change. The properties of the leaven, the properties of the kingdom will make the change. So you're not doing all the work. Yeah, kingdom is. So he used this, Jesus used this to give us a picture of the mode of the kingdom, the way the manifestation of the kingdom happens. So it's secret, it's silent, it's steady, pervading all the faculties of the soul, all the kingdoms of the world, as leaven or yeast, though hidden in the flour and though deposited only in one place. One place. Works silently until all the mass is brought under its influence. Hey, you can watch that on social media. Yeah. But somebody will put something out there, and then the people that have a little bit of that thinking will go. But here's the good thing about that right now. We're in the time that the God factor is whacking the mole. Everything that tries to come up, this and that, and you know, we're not buying your cars anymore. Well, then the president buys one, and then it's everybody's happy again about the car. You know, stuff like that. I mean, it's just that kind of thing going. Everything that God has intended to come forth is going to come forth in this time. And so we have to really watch our mouth and be in that kingdom mode with him. Amen. So it really works like this. Let me read Mark 4:26. You know what? I probably read it to you the last three times we've been together. It says this is about the kingdom. This is about sowing a seed here. And so is the kingdom of God, as if a man could cast seed into the ground, he should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle and reap, because the harvest is come. So whatever you put in the good ground of your heart, the word, the image, whatever it is you're putting in there, that's what you're going to produce. And if you're offended all the time, you're going to produce that. Grouchy all the time, you're going to produce that. Okay, so, but we're not grouchy. Now, so we have yeast, dough, and water, and it works. It's working and it's growing and entering in and taking over, and then all of a sudden, there it is. All of a sudden you go, wow, manifestation, got it. You see it. So, but you know, for some reason we're surprised when we get the manifestation. Even though we did it and we entered into it, but then we're like, oh, well. You know, I mean, I can attest to that. I put some potato seed in the ground, you know, the little dills, and I'm walking by the raised beds there, and I went, oh, there's a potato already growing out of the ground. Surprise, why? I put it in there. It got water and sun. Why wouldn't it come out of the ground? We need to think that way about spiritual things. You need to think that way about your harvest. You need to think that way about your health. You need to say, oh, I did that, so I'm going to get that. Amen. Don't have a doubt about it. It works. That's right. Amen. So it's working and it's growing and it's taking over. So what's happening is it gets from that realm to this realm, or that realm to this realm. Amen. But you'll notice that as it got here, when it's here, it changes things in people. Your testimony will change things in people. Jesse was giving me a testimony about this girl who found Jesus in a meeting. She didn't know anything about him, and she had this wonderful testimony. Jesse was just as excited telling me that the girl must have been. So that testimony really got to Jesse. And that's what happens, and I pray it'll get to many, many more. I was watching a deal today where a guy from Iran who was raised Muslim his whole life came to Jesus. And now he's ministering to the Jewish people. He's there, over there doing that. He's a pastor over there. And, you know, these things, you hear these things, you see the kingdom manifest, and it begins to spread with people. People are like, I can have that. I can do that. I can be that. God, if God's no respecter of person, I can do persons. I can do that. So So there are properties in the kingdom that'll change another world to look like it. Okay? So the kingdom of God, then we could just say this real easy. It has an influence. It has an influence. And it's an influence that you can use. You need to be aware of it, that it's a kingdom, that it's a stronger place. It's a stronger, just like the blessing, just like the anointing, just like Holy Spirit on the inside of you. The kingdom has a lot in it, and you have it. Jesus said the kingdom of God is in you. It's within you. Okay, so listen. It'll change the world around you. I want you to get that. That's why Isaac stayed in covenant boundaries. The land needed him. Amen. Right? He needed to be someone to establish for us that you can sow in the right covenant area and produce a hundredfold return. We have proof of it. Jesus said it in the New Testament. It happened in the Old Testament and got a hundredfold return. We needed to see that. The enemy needed to see it that day. And Isaac needed to reap it because they were in a famine. And so the kingdom worked for everybody that day. And Joseph, he had to go to Egypt. The power to save the world was in Joseph. I mentioned that to you last week. And so Egypt needed Joseph more than Joseph needed Egypt because he had a covenant with God. He could have spoken to the ground in Canaan. But he needed to go save the world because it was going to go away, because it was going to be bad. And he did. And so what I'm trying to tell you is the world around them reciprocated when they made a choice. Amen. Church, listen to me. When you make the right choices, whatever God tells you to do, just say yes. Just start and get the fear off your plate, and it will reciprocate. It will come back to you. Just watch your confession, watch your mouth, and expect for the world around you to turn around. Amen. Favor going out before you. Amen. Supernatural increase. People's hearts being drawn towards you. Amen. It all belongs to you. But you got to be aware of the kingdom of God. That's why I'm talking about it tonight. You got to be aware of that. That it's like leaven. It'll change things. It'll change those relatives that don't believe Jesus. It'll change them. It'll change the relatives that you're praying for that don't think church is important or whatever. Praise the Lord. So, the kingdom of God has a mode. It works like leaven. And when you mix it, whatever you mix it with, it's going to begin to take on the properties of the kingdom. Yeah, amen. If you mix it with your finances, your finances will take on the properties of the kingdom. And most of you are mixing it, but I want you to have the revelation and the faith behind it. Hey, I'm a tither and I'm a giver. The kingdom is mixed in with what I'm doing, and it's producing. I put my faith, we're going to go to Europe again this year, and so I've been putting my faith on paying for my trip. And so when I preach out, I have extra money. And so I said, Lord, I'm gonna just name what I want. And did you know that I brought home the exact amount I named? How does that work? Kingdom of God. The properties took over. And I've already backed that with being present in the kingdom with tithing and giving. And so you can't lose if you'll just believe God. And I know I'm talking finances, but do that with anything, with your health, with anything. You put your faith in there, it's going to work. I take a dose of light in life every night. Every morning I pray for you. Every morning I pray safety over you. Every morning I pray for you to grow and things to go well with you. But then every night I take a dose for myself. I say that over me in the morning too. Every time I get in the car, I say something. You have all these places where you're saying something. And so, but the kingdom of God, this is all about, it will change the properties of what you mix it in with. Amen. I would just kind of say it this way. Kingdom leverage is covenant leverage. You've got a leverage. You've got something. If you go to make a deal, you've got leverage. If you go and people, you need to talk to lawyers or make a deal with someone buying something, you've got the leverage. You've got it. Ooh, I like that. Thank you, Jesus. And then that world around you will reciprocate. Remember when Pastor Nancy, remember when Ed passed and she got stuck with all the stuff and she had to go into that office and they said, we're not gonna let you have it. And she said, well, excuse me, I'm going to go outside. And she came back in and said, I'm not budging. And they said, okay. And it went her way. And from there, it began to roll. Why? Because she went ahead and went with what the kingdom does and not what they said she could do. It doesn't mean you're breaking laws or anything. It says you're standing up for what God already said you could have. And you need to do that with the devil. You need to stand up. God already said you're healed. You need to stand up and tell the devil to get out. And if he comes back, tell him to get out again. Make it harder on him every single time. Pretty soon he'll leave you alone because he's a creature of pride. Amen. So it's going to take on the properties. So there are qualities of the kingdom that flow as you flow in it. Now, what I want to say to you here, you know, you can literally build an Eden system around you instead of living in the Babylonian system, okay? You don't have to live in the world system. Now, Romans 14:17 says this. I'll just read it to you. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So here's the kingdom of God. So it's not just you enjoying what you like. You do, you can, but it's righteousness. The kingdom of God is righteousness, and this is really big because no matter what you do or who you are, you're accepted in the beloved. You're accepted by God. So if you make mistakes, God's still saying this. You want to talk to this girl, you're going to have to talk to me. God's still saying that, okay? So then in this kingdom representation, righteousness is there for you. You're in right standing. The accuser will say you're not, but you are. And then the second thing we see there is joy. Joy is that strength that keeps the devil from stealing your stuff. Praise God. Joy is unaffected by outward circumstances. Now, thank you, Jesus. I've got God, joy, joy, joy. I don't care how it looks, I've got joy. You're not stealing my stuff. You may have tried to, but you're not getting it. You're not having my finances. I'm not going into lack. I'm going over. In Jesus' name. Amen. And then the other thing that it said here is peace. Now, this peace right here is actually shalom. And so you have the rule of order in places of chaos. You have the rule of order there. You can shut things down just by the power. So I feel like I'm kind of blessed about this. I know it shakes people up a little bit sometimes, but I have what people call a horseman's voice. And so when I call someone's name, they almost immediately think they're in trouble. Right? So, because I'll go, Jesse? Yeah. And I'm going, hey, but it comes out like that. And so Deb always tells me, you got to watch out for that because it makes people think they're in trouble. Because I learned how to stop my horse with that and things like that. But that's what you have in this thing, though. There's a power behind this, and when chaos is going all around you, you can just stand there and release the leaven, and it'll go. And you don't have to, I'm not saying use the horseman's voice, I'm saying that's what it feels like within you. You don't have to go, hold your ears, hey, you don't have to do that, but that's what's coming out of your spirit. It's something like that. That woke everybody up, praise the Lord. And so, So, but that's what's coming out of your spirit. But that's this atmosphere around you. That's right. It's around you. You know, we sing a song, when you walk in the room. Well, Jesus is saying that back to you. When you walk in the room, you've got power. It's nothing like it when he comes. But it is like power and strength and joy and peace and knowing that what's in your wallet. You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
I'm sturdy. I'm good. I can do it. I can step in here. We can put the fire out. We can change. We can problem solve. We can get the answer. You can get the answer. Spend 2 hours with God alone. Instead of whining and crying. Just go talk to God and he'll give you the answer. And you know what he's going to tell you? He's going to tell you something to say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, so let's just finish up here. We got a little bit of time here. How do we access and use the kingdom force? Well, we access the kingdom of God by the motive of love. Matthew 7 talks about the straight gate. Do you remember that? Do you remember what the straight gate is? Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's actually Bible. It's not what you just learned in first grade. It's actually love. That's the love walk. Is treat others like you would want to be treated. And so that straight gate there is what you go through. And what does it do? Love leads to life. Life is Zoe. And Zoe is life minus time. And so that's what your exit, when you love, when you forgive, when you move forward, you've stepped into an eternal, powerful realm.
Amen.
See, unforgiveness is a blessing blocker. That's what we would say. But when you're in forgiveness, you're wide open to push right on through.
Right.
You could just push right on through. Things can change.
Yeah.
People will be asking you to forgive them. You know what I mean. If they need to. Praise the Lord. But so it turns things around. That's what the kingdom is. The kingdom is life minus time.
Yep.
You don't have to go, the clock's ticking, not going to make it. You've already made it. So, and then the next thing would be, is if you're going to access the kingdom, access it by pictures.
Yep.
You download from the kingdom. You exercise your spiritual senses and get a picture. You get pictures from meditating on the word. You get pictures or you get dreams or visions. Abraham had the stars in the sand. Joseph had a dream. Jacob had a dream and then he set up his vision. Paul had a visitation. Peter had a dream and so on. People got pictures. You can get pictures of what you need. See yourself winning. You know, so interesting. Deb spent a lot of time. She would always spend a lot of time. She said, I always imagine myself writing big checks to people who need to be blessed. And did you know she's actually the person in the ministry that does that? I don't know when I've written a check. Danny takes care of the money, but Deb writes the checks. And she writes checks to the Hammonds and the Copelands and everybody down the line. Everybody we write checks to, which is every week. And who we give to, she got a picture, and that's a long way from Vermicelli,
because
we were poor. She was poor and I was poor. We were business partners and we were poor. We're not poor anymore because we got kingdom, because we changed our thinking. And we met this guy who told us, Lee, he said, just do one thing to come out of debt. Do one thing. Because we had jobs that weren't very good. We left our business to help the church. It didn't pay very well. So we started racking up credit card. And it wasn't working.
Yeah.
You were real little then. And so he just told us one thing to do. He said, start paying on this American Express and add this much to it. And as soon as we started, the big tractor came. We both got jobs that were $100,000 a year.
Yeah, amen.
Glory to
God.
That left us enough money to come and start a church. God did that. The kingdom came on the scene. Can y'all see that? We got a picture of it. We started seeing how it could work. We start, and now we always have the picture. Big tractor's coming.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start this and the big tractor will come. We'll just start the, yeah, we're going to take a chance. We're going to do this and the big tractor will come. As long as God's in it, you're going to see that he will come in. Whatever it is will reciprocate and you're going to win.
Amen.
Just get unstuck. Get unstuck. Help somebody get unstuck. Sometimes Art and I have a gift that works together. We launch people. And there's been several occasions where we've just told people to know people or found them jobs. Somehow it just enters in. I'm like, hey, do you know about this? Yeah, I know about that. Okay. And it just works. You can do that with a lot of people and help them. And especially people that'll listen. If they'll just say, hey, I need help. What should I do to get out of debt? And help them. Tell them. Just start with one thing. Start well, like this. Stop charging. Okay. Quiet in the house. All right. So if you're going to allow the kingdom of God to come, you're going to need this kingdom in your calling. Whatever it is you do in your calling. And so you use the system of the kingdom, and it takes this one word, diligence. But I want you to hear what diligence is before you jump. Diligence is steady, earnest, energetic application. Just steady, just you keep moving along. The desire that God placed inside your spirit and the goals that he has set up for you in his words won't be fulfilled automatically. It's not going to happen automatically. However, you will obtain them. You're going to get there, but it takes diligence, and the Bible tells us, and we'll read this later, but it says to give all diligence to make your calling and your election. So put some diligence to it. So like what I said, start and then do one thing. Start and do one thing. Stop relying on yourself, church.
Yeah, that's right.
Get the grace to be diligent, because I'm going to say something to you in a minute, and you'll get it. But then you start and let God come in and back you up. And then when you get a success, you're going to feel better.
Yeah.
And then when you get another success, you'll feel better. And then you get, and then in a minute, you're going to puff out and go, glory to God, well, I'm winning. I don't know if y'all like this, but this is helping me. Okay, so here's what I want to say to you. Diligence is an inward thing. It's not measured by outward business. Well, if I go to work at 5 and I stay to work till 9. No, that's not diligence.
Yeah.
Diligence is an inward thing. Here's what diligence is. It was Mary and not Martha. Okay? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So it's an inward thing. It's an attitude expressed first in a deep desire for intimate relationship with God. That's what it is. And it works its way out into activity with others. You love God. You're talking to God. You want to do stuff with God and for God. And then you find out that the way you do that is to bless other people. And it starts coming out. What's happening? What's happening? Leaven. You start doing something for people. I don't even understand Christians that won't lend a hand. All the people I've ever known are not too busy. They'll stop and help you. They'll stop and do something. They're just not, most of us are like to help solve problems. That doesn't mean you don't get your own business done, but it does mean if there's just something in you that go, hey, I'll help, I'll help, and then you don't gripe about it. There's no use in serving in the church if you're going to gripe about it. Just stop it. Okay. That was free right there, huh? Okay. So, but it's this inward attitude, and then it begins to come out. It works its way out. It serves other people. It's like leaven. It doesn't start with outward business. It starts inside. Why? 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 Because it prospers your soul. Your soul prospers. And when your soul prospers, you'll get healthy, and you'll get money. You'll get blessed. But your soul has to prosper. And your soul's not prospering if you're holding back on God or you're holding back on what you want to do because you're afraid and you're just pretending like that you're doing what you're supposed to do when you know good and well you're not doing what you're supposed to do. Get some diligence and say yes and just start in here. Lord, it's been real hard for me to do this, so will you help me? And then you start there, and he'll say, well, start saying this. We'll start confessing this. And he'll lead you to the next scripture, and he'll lead you to the... Listen, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expect different results. You can sit in here, I almost said till kingdom come, but kingdom has come. you can sit in here, and everybody move forward, and you can sit in here and stay the same if you want to. But we need to move forward, and it requires some action. It requires first starting diligence in here and understanding your relationship with God, that you're the righteousness of God, and not letting the enemy steal your stuff, and saying no to chaos. Don't let chaos in your finances. Don't let chaos in there. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have enough. Oh, hadn't God proved himself to us by now? He has every time. Anytime I've ever come up to something, he's showed me how to move through it. Amen. Have faith in God, church. All right. So, wow, we ran through this. Okay. Praise the Lord. So, kingdom leverage is what you have. I'm into Italian flour. I get it. Why? Because it's made right. It doesn't have all the American stuff in it. Because I've been to Italy twice, and when you eat some pizza, you don't feel like afterwards. You just go right on the lawn. It's just different. It's cleaner. So I decided, well, we don't really eat bread at our house. It's just something we don't hardly eat any. But when we do, I tried making with that bread. And then I use Italian yeast, but I use the instant. Instead of putting it in the hot water and all that, I use the stuff you just throw in there. And so, but then you have to knead it, and then you cover it up. And you could go over there and look all you want, but until it puffs up, you can't re-knead it. You have to wait just a little bit. You have to let it work through. So start and then work through the process of wherever you are. Just work through the process. Just do one thing. Toward a dream. Just do one thing toward a dream. Amen. If it's believing God for places to preach, stand in front of the mirror.
Yeah,
dress up, get your Bible, and go in there and say, praise the Lord, I'm happy to be here today. Thank you, Jesus. And he'll open the door. And you will pray. If it's doing a business deal, get your best business clothes on and say, look in the mirror and say, now you're going to do it today. This is your day. Just do one thing.
Yeah.
If you look at your checkbook and it's in the negative, say, you're coming out of the negative now.
Yeah,
you are out of the negative. I'm talking to you and you are going to change. Just start doing little things like that. You say, well, Pastor, I don't make enough money. And, I run out of money before I run out of month. Well, then change that.
Yeah.
Start changing it with words. You know what to do with God. You know how to work and get into his system, because I tell you every week how to do that, and get in there and do it, and you will go to the top of your game. Amen. All right. So here's what happens. Kingdom leverage. When the kingdom comes, his will is done, and he gives you his daily bread. His hand is out to help you daily. It reciprocates, right? You're empowered to forgive because you've already been forgiven, right? Y'all know what I'm quoting here? It's a prayer, You're led away from getting in trouble, and you're delivered from whatever's trying to attack you. You live and breathe power and glory. You win. You're in right standing with the biggest one in the universe. You're full of joy because you know you've won no matter what. And you're authorized to use the greatest power that exists to stop chaos around you. So this is what I would say to you. Let that rise on the inside. Praise the Lord. Let's receive our offering. Praise God. Father, we thank you for the tither and the giver today. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing on their lives. And Father, as we tithe, as we give, we apply what we just learned. And we say that there is no devourer that can have our finances. We claim tithers' rights in Jesus' name. And to the giver, we declare that finances come back to every giver in the room in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'd like to give online, you can text to VCHL, the amount you want to give is 73256. Click the link. Thank you, Jesus. I honor you with that. And complete your gift. Praise the Lord. Did y'all receive this tonight? All I'm doing is reminding you of what's on the inside of you and what you can do. I think the key word is just start. Just start. Make a plan. Just start. If we don't ever start, we're not going. There's a button in your car now. You used to do this with the key, but now you push a button. If you don't push that button, your car's not starting. So you got to get in there and close the door and push the button and start. Amen. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Bye-bye. Praise the Lord. Again, we go. Hallelujah. Rachel's too short. Okay, hi, Rachel back there. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Woo, we win. We're winning. We're winning. Money comes to us. Blessings come to us. Health comes to us. Sickness leaves us. Stiffness leaves you. Victory is yours on every side. I'm telling you, it's a winner's month. So, you know, we're coming up on Purim. Purim, people call it. This is when Esther did her thing. And I'm telling you, we're living for such a time as this. And so, you know, they're trying to build their little machine of getting stuff talking and going. Church, can I just tell you, we're off the air right now, right? I don't want to get any ugly letters, but there are no blue states. There's blue cities, but there's no. The people of America are not going to do it again. They're not going to do it again. They're not. And so those that keep on gnashing their teeth are going to get voted out. Amen. We're going to have more victory than you've ever seen. Amen. And right now they have found extraordinary amounts of money that were doing nothing being sent out to 300-year-old people. Thank God that this is over. It was crazy stuff. And I think people on both sides are really happy about that. They don't want to act like it, but they are. They are. Father, we pray for President Trump. We pray for Mr. Musk today. We pray for all the cabinet. And we ask you to bless them and guide them. I thank you for wise choices, Lord. And we pray for Ms. Gabbard as she's traveling around the world. I thank you for protecting her in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, that America is becoming great quickly, but more than that, the kingdom of God is going forth. And I thank you, Lord, for opportunities to move around this earth and do God's will in Jesus' name. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We declare peace over Israel. We thank you for lives saved. We thank you for victory in that area. We thank you for the people in Syria. No more deaths on the Christians there. We thank you, Lord, for right choices being made for this time in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for salvations in the 1040 window in Jesus' name. All those Asian countries, come into Jesus in Jesus' name. Father, we know that when we pray this, that you answer our prayers. Even if you have to appear to people, Jesus, you will do it because we're asking you to save people around the world in Jesus' name. And Father, whoever we meet this week, whoever we see, whatever we can say, whatever we can do, we declare that we will be wise as serpents, harmless as doves, but keen to your guidance to speak truth to any people that we need to speak to in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone have a testimony? Y'all better get a testimony. I've asked y'all for 2 weeks now. You got one? Okay, yeah.
Our son was diagnosed with epilepsy.
Yeah.
And we refused to believe.
Yeah.
He's going to have it for life. Take
no.
Medication for life.
Right.
And so yesterday, we've been praying for our son, and we, on our way to burn it, I said, okay, God, I leave it all to you. You give me the diagnosis. You take care of my son. If it's your will, if he's going to have epilepsy, okay, I accept it. But you know what? I don't. So on the way over there, we get there. The doctor tells us, you know what? Your son, when they did the MRI, they didn't show no damage, no scar tissue, nothing.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
And I looked at the doctor, I said, because it's not, I'm sorry to tell you, I respect your profession, but it's God's will, it's not ours. And he just looked at me and he was just
yeah. Because God's will is that he doesn't have it.
Right.
May I tell you something about epilepsy? Can I tell you something about it? It's a spirit.
Yes.
It's a spirit. It's a demon spirit that bothers people. Just like cancer is spiritual too. And they're called grandma seizures. And what that means is visitation of evil. That's what that means. And so we call it stopped. We put the gavel down on this. And we say this is over in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Forever and ever it is finished. God never wants this on our children. And it needs to be over. There you go.
And I
yeah.
Amen.
One time in a meeting, a lady came down to get prayed at one of Brother Copeland's meetings, and she was getting prayed for epilepsy, and he laid hands on her, and she fell out. And when she fell out, she had a seizure. And he walked up to her and stood there and said, "No." She never had another one.
Amen.
Hey, that devil left. So when you see your son, you wrap your arms around him and give him some love, and then you say, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you to leave him. You have the authority. That's chaotic. See? That's that chaos. You have the shalom on your life. It'll leave. It'll leave. The only way those things don't leave is if someone wants them. Because they like the victim stuff.
Yeah.
But if you want to get rid of them, you can get rid of them. You can get rid of anything. Amen. You can. You can. That's not your life assignment, is to be sick. You don't have to be. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? We win. All right, let's stand up. We're 5 minutes early. Glory to God. Wasn't it a beautiful day today? Beautiful day. Thank you, Jesus. God, give us the wisdom and the ability to see what's going on around us. Because we put up with too much. And all of us. It's nobody in particular. I have, you have. We cope when we shouldn't cope. And I have had enough of it.
Yeah.
We just, oh, well, that'll be all right. Oh, that's just a little thing. It's kind of like, Lord, take the big stuff. I can carry the little stuff. I'm not carrying any of it. I don't want it. It's not mine.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This is a time of growth. It's a time of growth for both of you. It's a time of growth. You have stability, but now there's growth to a new level. It's time to put word in, to get faith up, to come up on a new place. Coming to a place where life would almost be like retirement. Almost like that. It's still work, but it's so easy.
Yeah.
And to get there, there's some streams, there's some avenues to take. But you're not far from it. You're not far from just getting into the exact dreams and desires, things that have been left undone that you've wanted to do. They're getting done now. In June, there's a big payment coming. There's a big payment coming, and it'll finish everything you need finished in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Put your faith on that because it's coming. It's coming. Why June? I don't, because sometimes we wait on people. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Did you see that? She said, yeah. I love it. That's a good thing. Sometimes when prosperity is involved, people are involved. Miss Copeland taught me that a long time ago.
Yeah.
Sometimes, although it's already years, I've seen things where people like accidentally hold the check or, you know, or you know, the pay. So you got to talk to that.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Amen. You got to talk to it,
because
they don't. They're just not thinking, or it's not because people are trying to be ugly.
Yeah.
Amen. Stop worrying about your tomorrow.
Amen.
The day you stop worrying about tomorrow, is the day you're going to fly high.
Amen.
Don't worry about tomorrow. Like, well, I don't know if I'll have a job tomorrow. You got God, don't you?
Yeah,
the best job you ever had. All you got to do is look up and look out, and you're going to get it. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Great provision and my permission to move forward, says the Lord. Get ready to move forward. Get ready for it. Be ready. Be ready. Then you don't have to get ready. So get ready. Be ready. And you won't have to get ready. And then you're going to see. I just see you going somewhere where you can see every star in the night. And God is going to speak to you deeply in that place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, we say the stars at night are big and bright. I have to tell y'all, Texans, something. You're going to be shocked at what I'm going to tell you, but the stars are beautiful, and particularly if you go out a little further to in Buchanan, you can see the beautiful sky. But one time me and Deb were driving in the deep of the night through California, and we went up from the Redwoods, and we drove up through the mountains to go. We were going to Yosemite. And so we kind of took this back road, and so we were in this little sewing machine car that we rented. It took $6 to fill up the tank, and we're going up the hill. And Deb decides she's sleepy, so she is sleeping in the back. I don't know how she fit back there, but she was somehow was sleeping. And I pulled up over this ridge, and when I did, the whole night sky was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen. Pitch black, all of these stars like I'd never seen. And I woke her up and I pulled off the side of the road in no man's land. And I said, you got to get out and look at this. There are places in this earth where you can see things you've never seen. It's so beautiful. There's so much to see and God's in them. This summer, this spring, I'm going to a place where there's 71 waterfalls in the valley I'm going to. It's in Switzerland. It's 71 waterfalls. Now, I've been to Yosemite. They're beautiful. Y'all probably been there. But there's so much to see that'll just bring you close to God. Church, don't count out nature. Don't nature. God is there. He made it for you. Go to a national park. Take your kids to a national park. See something. Go trout fishing in a stream up north or something. It changes your life. You're like, well, what are you? You're just telling me, and what are you preaching about that for? Because I'm right. You got to get out. You got to get out. Get your. Well, you're just a country girl, so you like that. But I'm a city girl. It seems to me like God put a Babel on building the city and spread them out. I don't know if God ever intended for everything to be stuffed in a city. If he did, it'd have to be one like the New Jerusalem. Go somewhere this summer. Go somewhere this spring. See something. There's just so much beauty out there. Amen? All right, let's go. What do we say here? Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hand to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.